Today in history, it's March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. And on this day in history, in 1892, Lord Stanley proposed the idea of a Silver Cup challenge for hockey. The idea led to what is now known as the Battle for the Stanley Cup. The original cup cost $50. On this day in 1931, Schick Incorporated displayed the first electric razor. It's been around for close to 100 years. What do you prefer, guys? The close shave of the blade, the shaving cream and the razor, or the electric? Different strokes for different folks. 1965, this is the day Pillsbury introduced its Doughboy, the Pillsbury Doughboy. And finally, in 2001, singer-songwriter John Phillips died at the age of 65. John Phillips was the co-founder of the 1960s folk pop band, The Mamas and the Papas. Our morning devotion for March 18th from Bob Goss, Live in Grace, Walk in Love is, if our heads are full and our hearts are empty, we'll just tip over. Psalm 95, 6 and 7 says, come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Goff says, nothing says relaxation like a slow cruise in a canoe or kayak on a windless summer day. Bob says, sometimes sweet Maria, his wife, and I sit on our dock in Canada as campers from a Young Life camp next door paddle by. We underhand throw saltwater taffy to the ones who are close to shore and try to land it in their vessels. For those who are a little farther out, we have slingshots to get the taffy out to them. There's a big difference between being loved on and being shot at. We've all experienced a little of both. Goff says, the thing about canoes is this, they're tippy. The same can be true of us. They say when you feel like you might tip over in a canoe, you can avoid it by getting down on your knees and leaning forward. The tip happens when your center of gravity gets too high. The same is true of us. If our heads are full and our hearts are empty, we'll tip over. Goff says, the way to avoid a fall in life is pretty similar to the old advice I got from camp leaders in canoes years ago. Get on your knees. When we're willing to humble ourselves and get low, we see ourselves and others from another perspective. We listen, we pray, we're able to hear wisdom and receive it instead of getting defensive and taking a dive. We won't get very far in life on information alone. Eventually, we'll realize we were wrong about things we thought we knew, and we'll wish we'd just loved people instead of trying to prove them wrong. Don't lose your center of gravity as you travel through life. Pack light, stay low, keep paddling, and let love lead the way. Today's question, what happens to you when you humble yourself and get on your knees? What happens to you when you humble yourself and get on your knees? The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. Time for our third opening round matchup in the 2026 Whip Wake Up Show CCM Song Tournament.
And so this is a 15 seed versus a 2 seed. So the 15 seed is Sidewalk Prophets, nominated by Anna Westby from Fall Creek. Samantha from Eau Claire went with a 2 seed for King of Country Saturday Night Headliner at this year's One Fest. And as always, Halvo, we enjoy being able to hear from the nominators about why they chose the song from that specific artist. Because again, we have the artists out there in the bracket, but each round, if they move on, they have a different song that they've selected. So we like hearing what these songs mean to you.
Yeah, absolutely. The tournament's got better because we've involved you guys even more on the air. And we always play the lower seed first, so that's what we're going to do this morning. But hearing that intro first as well, two ways to vote.
Yes, two ways to vote. So you can text 715-396-1670, 396-1670. You can text our listener line there for one vote. You can get a bonus vote by commenting on the post that's live now in the Whip Wake Up Show Facebook group. So not messaging a page or anything like that. There's a private Facebook group, the Whip Wake Up Show. We keep it private, again, to try to keep spam out of there. And just ask to join if you haven't already, and comment on the post there. So without further ado, song number one, Sidewalk Prophets, Don't Sweat It. Here's Anna from Fall Creek.
Hi, this is Anna from Fall Creek. My song, Don't Sweat It by Sidewalk Prophets, is up today. This is one of my favorite songs from the band and so fun to watch in concert or on the video. But even listening on the radio, you can still get up and dance a little to start your day. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Samantha from Eau Claire, and I chose Joy by King & Country because I have two little boys who love to dance to this song, and it brings me so much joy knowing it's instilling a love for Jesus.
Who wins and moves on to the second round in our CCM Contemporary Christian Music Song Showdown between these two songs, Sidewalk Prophets, Don't Sweat It, nominated by Anna from Fall Creek, and then Samantha from Eau Claire's nomination for King & Country? She went with the song Joy. Voting ended at 7:45, and the winner is...
the OneFest Saturday night headliner for King & Country.
For King & Country, winning and moving on to the next round. We'll have another matchup tomorrow morning at 7:15.
Yeah, Lauren Daigle and Josiah Queen.
That is going to be quite the battle. Looking forward to that one. 16 minutes past 8 o'clock, 22 degrees headed toward a gorgeous weekend and a great weekend to get out to Govan's Farm. And our friend Farmer John from Govan's joins us. Good morning, John. Great to have you back on WWIB.
Well, good morning, and I'm so glad to be back.
So it is farm babies season, and if folks maybe are just moving into the area, maybe they've never heard of Govan's for some reason, what does that entail, farm baby season at Govan's with opening weekend coming up?
Govan's Farm is a fully operational farm. We've added sheep over the last year. We're up to about 700 ewes right now. They're not all on this farm. But over the next 5 weeks, we'll have four sows that'll have baby pigs. We'll have about 250 ewes that'll give birth during some of them during the time that we're open. So you might get to see a birth. We get 150 new baby chicks every week for kids to hold. We've got about 20 goats to have kids this spring. Got some things set up outside, weather permitting. There's a hay jump and a carnival slide and some other games outside. In another building, we serve a lunch. Of course, you have to buy the lunch. We've got kettle corn. We've got fresh donuts, meals for the family. It's just a great chance for consumers to get out and meet with a real farmer and to spend time on an actual functioning farm. You know, we're about five generations removed from agriculture in America. We've had field trips from Eau Claire, where 75 kids, and none of them have ever been on a farm. And this is just an opportunity to come out and experience a fully operational farm.
John, I love that we're talking about this today because this is a sure sign of spring, seeing that first robin, but to have the lambing barn open. And this is something that kids, they've grown up, and now they bring their kids, right?
Oh, absolutely. We get three generations in the barn more and more every year. And it's just such a treat to have somebody come up behind me or beside me and say, you know, she was coming when she was this big, and now we brought her daughter or her son or his daughter and his son. And it's, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to host this event and just be Farmer John and talk to people about agriculture. And Julie and I have been doing this for over 20 years now.
And what's really neat, too, again, is your motto is, if it'll fit in your lap, we'll help you hold it. And I know you've told the stories young and old. I mean, this is for all ages. It's not just, oh, just bring the kids. Again, it's a great date night. Maybe you're a retirement age and want to go out. Maybe you have young children or grandchildren. It really is fun for all ages. The food is phenomenal with the concessions. There are great activities. This is hours of fun. And maybe, Farmer John, if folks went through kind of that snowstorm, that blizzard in some parts of the listening area and were kind of cooped up last weekend, this will be a great time to get out, stretch the legs, breathe in some fresh air, get out to a real Wisconsin farm and enjoy the time together.
Absolutely. And just a quick back to that all ages thing. And I know I've told you this story before, but for the new listeners that just moved to the area, one of my favorite stories is an older lady tugged on my arm and said, he wants to hold a pig, but he's afraid to ask. And I immediately assumed I was going to turn around and see her grandson. And it wasn't. It was her husband, probably 80 years old, that was embarrassed to ask, but wanted to hold a pig for the very first time.
You're never too old.
Never too old. And hey, it might hit 60 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah. How about that? We're looking forward to it. Farmer John, I know we'll talk to you again on a weekly basis, check in and maybe get some of the tallies of all the new farm babies that are coming. But I know my family enjoys it every single year, making our way out to you guys. And we're looking forward to it again this year. And hopefully tons and tons of people will join you for opening weekend starting Saturday, hours 9 to 4, and all the details at govinsfarm.com.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Farmer John from Govins. As we get back to the tunes again, G-O-V-I-N-S, govinsfarm.com.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, talking exercise this morning.
Yes, indeed. And the importance of exercise, Alvo.
Yeah, a study found that nearly 80% of adult Americans, 4 to 5 of us, do not get the recommended amounts of exercise each week.
So what are we supposed to get? We are supposed to get at least 2.5 hours of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week, or 1 hour and 15 minutes of vigorous intensity activity, or a combination of both.
Yeah, adults should also engage in muscle strengthening activities like lifting weights or doing push-ups at least a couple of times a week.
Now, again, you say 2.5 hours, that sounds like a lot, but that's over the course of the week. It's over a course of a week for that moderate intensity aerobic exercise. Most of us are not getting that, though. Only 20.6% of people meet the total recommended amounts of exercise.
Yeah, about 23% of all surveyed men and 18% of the surveyed women.
So how do you get moving? Just get the blood pumping, get a little bit more. And it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm going to knock out that 2.5 hours today. Maybe it's just taking a little walk, take the stairs instead of the elevator. Little changes to try to, get some fresh air this weekend. Get out, get moving.
One of the credos I hold on to is if you're moving, you're improving.
Indeed.